KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN, live from right here in Atlantic. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
All right, thank you very much, John. We are here at Atlantic High School this evening, getting set for girls varsity basketball play as the Atlantic Trojans will play host here to the Clarinda Cardinals. And we're getting set for this varsity game. The JV game just wrapped up here a little bit ago, and it was Clarinda taking the victory in that one, 57-45, the final score there, as Clarinda wins the JV contest. But we're getting set for the varsity game now here, and for the Trojans, they're back home after a couple of games on the road that they dropped recently, and they're still looking for that first win of the season. They've had plenty of games where they've been competitive or in the ball game late, but just haven't quite got over that hump to get that first victory of the season, and they'll be looking to do so here tonight against a Clarinda team that's already tasted a couple of victories on the season as they come in at 2-1. So I guess a lot less play for them, half the games, but they picked up a couple of victories, so maybe a little bit more confidence on that side of the floor. But Atlantic knows that they can have a chance to try to compete here tonight.
Yeah, the Cardinals come in 2-1 overall. They're 1-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play so far this year. They defeated Nottoway Valley to open up the season 45-29, lost to Kemper Catholic 61-31, and then rebounded with a Hawkeye 10 conference win 47-43 over Red Oak last Friday night. For the Trojans, 0-6 on the early season, 0-2 in conference play. They lost on the road at Abe Lincoln to open the season, 65-37. We had the game on November the 26th against Carroll, a 48-39 loss. Trojans fell to ADM 55-29 at home, lost a home game to Glenwood 49-43, a game in which they led much of the way, only to see Glenwood rally in the fourth quarter to pick up that victory. Lost a couple of road games here of late as well, 51-39 on the road at Red Oak, and also 58-34 at Kemper Catholic last Friday. So Trojans hoping to bounce back. You know, it's one of those things, situations where you get frustrated because you see some of the same things night after night after night. What they really need is to have a couple of balls bounce their way, have a couple of shots go in that haven't been falling here early on, a couple of rebounds go their direction, and all of a sudden things can happen. But they're a team that needs to finish one of these games out. They've had some opportunities in a few of these games. That Carroll game, they hung right around in that one. And also, as we mentioned, that Glenwood game, they led most of the contest and couldn't finish it out. And that's what they really need to do, is figure out how to finish things out. Once they get that first one, I think that'll help them a lot.
Yeah, it really does help your confidence out. And like you said, you know, sometimes just the bounce of the ball, you know, basketball is a game of skill, but there's also some chance situations in there too every once in a while that really help you out in getting a victory. And they're looking for maybe a couple of those moments help them get that first win and get that taste of victory. We'll see if the Trojans can do it here tonight. Both teams are out there on the floor getting themselves warmed up here. We're still about 8 minutes or so here away from tip-off here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back and take a look a little bit further here at these two ball clubs. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs, stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. Wyman Body Works and Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mills Street in Griswold. Give them a call at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic has top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field here bringing you coverage of high school basketball action here on the girls' varsity side this evening as Atlantic gets set to take on Clarinda. Take a look at the conference standings here for these two teams as well. As we mentioned, of course, Atlantic 0-6 on the season. They're 0-2 in conference play. For Clarinda, only those three games under their belt, but one of those wins, they did come in conference play. They're 1-1 in conference play, so they've just had one game outside of the conference so far here on the season. So both teams towards the bottom of the pecking order as far as the conference standings go, though the only team or the most games that any team has had in the conference. At the top of the list, though, is Kemper Catholic, Harlan, and Glenwood, all with 2 wins in conference play overall. So they're right now all 3 tied at the top of the conference standings. But 2 teams undefeated in the conference overall as well, in Kemper Catholic and Harlan here on the girls' side. Of course, also a note as well that the Atlantic boys, they are on the road tonight as well, taking on this Clarinda team down in Clarinda. And they're looking to try to pick up a victory. They're so far, they're 3-1 overall in the season and 1-1 in a conference play, as they look to try to pick up another victory here this evening. And we'll have another one of their games later on this weekend for you, as they'll be traveling on the road to take on Norwalk on Saturday. So we'll have some of that coverage for you later in the week as well. But back to the girls' side here for you. Atlantic, a team that we talked about the other game that we had for you, Carol, that they kind of got to do it in team fashion, because there definitely isn't that one player out there that can take over a ball game. They really have to play team basketball in order to be successful.
Yeah, and it shows on the score sheet, Chris, when you take a look at what they've been doing here offensively so far this year. They don't average a lot of points. 40 points on an average night will beat them, so they need to step up the offense and play solid defense. They average 36.8 points a game. Their leading scorer, Shelby Worth, averaging 7.3 a game. Liz Gutenfelder at 6.8, and Ashley Walker averaging 6.3. Walker's also their leading rebounder by far, with 48 so far total on the season in those 6 games they've played. That's 8 a game, and they've done a solid job here so far this year inside with her, but there's a big hole to fill there tonight, because she's not with them this evening. She's over here in street clothes on crutches. She sprained her ankle the other day in practice, so she won't be playing here tonight. And, that's one more thing you have to step over. I mean, it just seems like every night they walk out there, there's another hurdle they have to climb. So some of the other players are just going to have to step it up a little bit. Rianne Kappel, Shelby Worth, Liz Gutenfelder, all competent rebounders, but they're going to have to step it up and be a little bit better than that here tonight to make up some of that slack.
Yeah, it's always tough when you have a person that you rely on for a specific part of your game as a team, and somebody else is going to have to really fill that void and kind of maybe get out of their comfort zone a little bit just to make up that ground. And yeah, that's definitely a tough player to lose for this Atlantic team. We do have an update here for you as well. They got underway, I guess, on time or early here today for that boys game, as it is Atlantic leading 17-8 in the boys varsity contest after 1 quarter of play, as Atlantic is looking to try to pick up that victory on the road here tonight. So 17-8, they have the early lead. We're just ready to get going here in a little bit for this one here tonight on the girls' side, as the JV game went a little bit long here this evening, so a little bit of late start here for the girls' varsity contest between Atlantic and Clarinda. Take another break, come back, and get you set with the starting lineups here. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give him a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. Petals and Pages is Griswold's full-service floral shop. They also carry scrapbooking materials, tux rentals, baker's candies, jewelry purses, Iowa wines, and more. Stop into Petals and Pages in Griswold at 517 Main Street or call 778-2300.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Chris Ponks along with Jim Field, a high school varsity girls game tonight here between Clarinda and Atlantic. Before we took a break, we talked a little bit about the makeup of an Atlantic ball club. For Clarinda, maybe a slightly different story for them. They do have one player that will kind of lead the charge scoring-wise for them.
Yeah, Jenny Bear, a solid player for the Cardinals. She's a 5'9" junior. She's averaging 14.3 a game. She's their leading scorer on the season, hitting on just a shade under 46% from the floor and 80% free throw shooter on the season so far, with just a small sample size. But she's also their leading rebounder with 20 boards. They're not a big rebounding team, but they have only played 3 games so far this season, too, remember. So she's averaging a little less than 7 rebounds per game. So having a solid start to the season, Bear is the player that they really need to look for. Paige Fast also averages 7 a game. Abby Brown with 6 a game. Brown also with 19 rebounds, right behind Bear in that category, too. Now, while Bear does an awful lot right, she's also leading them in turnovers with 13 on the season as well. But that, you know, sometimes happens when you're the player with the ball in your hands most of the time.
Yeah, and I guess just glancing at these two teams, too, it seems like as far as the lack of size maybe goes for Atlantic, this is a team they match up pretty well against. There's not anybody out there on the floor that's really going to have a dominating presence there in the post tonight. So look at these two ball clubs, and we'll now take a look here at your starting lineups as we get set for basketball here this evening. We'll start off here with the road team, the Clarinda Cardinals. Their head coach, Matt Bird, as we mentioned, they're 2-1 overall, 1-1 in conference play. And here's how their starting lineup looks. Number 11, Paige Fast, the 5'2 junior. Also number 13, Ellie Shane, a 5'3 senior. Number 15, Jenny Bear, a 5'9 junior. And number 21, Carrie Boo, the 5'6 junior. And number 41, Abby Brown, the 5'11 sophomore. The starters there tonight for the Cardinals. So three juniors, a senior, and a sophomore in the starting lineup tonight for Clarinda. For Atlantic, the Trojans, head coach Casey Pelter, they're 0-6 overall and 0-2 in conference play. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number 10, Rianne Capel, a 5'6 senior. Number 20, Mackenzie Holmes, a 5'5 senior. Number 24, Shelby Worth, a 5'8 senior. Number 32, Liz Gutenfelder, the 5'7 senior. And number 52, Tiffany Williams, a 5'10 freshman. So we have four seniors and a freshman in the lineup starting off here tonight for the Trojans. So I'd say look at the makeup of two teams.
Yeah, the thing that strikes me the most about Clarinda, when you take a look at their roster, they're going to start a senior, three juniors, and a sophomore. But when you take a look at their bench, they have left a senior, a junior, and five sophomores on the bench. They're a relatively young team.
Yeah, they really are overall. There's a lot of youth coming off the bench there that you'll see contribute here tonight here for the Cardinals. So this is kind of sometimes you're just a victim of circumstance, too. If that's what you have, that's what you got to work with. For the Trojans, they do have some other players off the bench that will come up with a little bit of experience as well. And, of course, they are missing one important one, as we mentioned, in the junior, Ashley Walker, who's out ball game with a twisted ankle. That'll be something that will be hard for Atlantic to make up here tonight. But they've got Abby Johnson, Bailey Walter, a couple of players that will get some time off the bench, a senior and a junior there. So let's say a look at some of the other players that will contribute a little bit here tonight for the Trojans. Both teams are being introduced here to the crowd, and then we'll get ready for basketball here in just a moment. We'll take one more break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cascotti Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Atlantic Band taking care of our national anthem here this evening as we get set for high school basketball. Once again, Chris Parks along with Jim Field here at Atlantic High School. It's the Atlantic Trojans and the Clarinda Cardinals getting set for hoops here tonight. So recapping those starting lineups for you for Clarinda, it's Paige Fast, Ellie Shane, Jenny Bear, Carrie Boo, and Abby Brown. For Atlantic, Rianne Capel, Mackenzie Holmes, Shelby Worth, Liz Gutenfelder, and Tiffany Williams. There's your starting lineups here tonight for these two ball clubs. Atlantic in their home white uniforms with the black lettering and the gold trim. And for the Clarinda Cardinals, they're in their maroon road uniforms with the black lettering and the white trim here tonight. And up in the center circle, we have Tiffany Williams set to jump it up here against Jenny Bear, and the tap is going to be won by the Cardinals. It went straight across and into the hands of Paige Fast, and she'll set up the first offensive possession of the ball game. Just underway here tonight in this girls' varsity contest. A dribble over to the right side. They give it off to Ellie Shane, now back up top. Atlantic in a man-to-man defense right now here. And they'll switch quickly off of those screens. Get it down low, and a tough shot off the side of the glass there by Abby Brown. The battle for the basketball is going to be a jump ball called as they got tied up in there. Rianne Caffell got in there to tie it up, and it'll be Trojan basketball.
Atlantic is not blessed with a lot of basketball players necessarily, but they do have a lot of athletes out there who need to use that athleticism here tonight against a team that'll push them up and down the floor.
And Atlantic almost turning the ball over here, and they're going to because it's a jump ball, and the arrow belongs to the Cardinals now, as Mackenzie Holmes had some trouble in a double team and tried to throw it out, got it caught up, and then she tied it up. So now the Cardinals will inbound here on the far side. They're working from left to right here to start the game and having trouble getting an inbound. Now they throw it away. Mackenzie Holmes with the steal. She'll run the other direction, lay up on the run, good, and Trojans take the early 2-0 lead.
That's something the Trojans have missed a lot in the early part of the season. She was coming off an injury from the volleyball season. Has now steeled by Atlantic in the backcourt, taking it away, having an opportunity, and having Holmes back and going full steam.
And now they get it to Holmes, right side. She'll try the three ball, and she knocks it down here. So Mackenzie Holmes getting things started in quick fashion. 5-0 lead here early on. Crossover dribble out top now here for the Cardinals. And Ellie Shane will dump it off here right side. Bear's going to drive baseline, go all the way under through the baseline, and dump it back up top. And they're going to send it outside here. And it'll be kicked over across. They get it to Paige Fast. Fast will work it around the perimeter. They have it over to Bear. She'll dump it down inside. Turning a dribble. Abby Brown in traffic, and she got called for the walk. So another turnover. We'll kick it right back over to Atlantic.
Boy, backside defense. A lot of help there for Atlantic. Doing a good job. Really boxing around. Not giving her any good looks here the first few trips up the floor.
And the inbound's going to be kicked away here the first time, so it'll be resent in here as Liz Gutenfelder will key it inbounds. A little full-court pressure put on here by the Cardinals on the inbound, and then they'll back off. Up the floor, Gutenfelder will throw it right side. Get it off here to Shelby Wirth. She tries to drive, kicks it back outside. Gutenfelder for three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Abby Brown. Cardinals back with the basketball. Bear will kick it over right side. Now they dump it inside. Abby Brown, the pump fake. Now the toss down low. Nice catch and a good shot driving in by Carrie Boo as she gets it up off the glass and in. And now a foul whistled here after the inbound. Try a little pressure, and it's going to be a reach-in foul whistled here against Jenny Bear. She'll pick up her first team foul on either squad.
You hate to see your best player commit a foul that far away from the basket in the backcourt like that.
Now they trap once again here quickly, and trying to force her way through traffic is Rianne Caffell, and they're going to whistle another reach-in foul here against the Cardinals. This time it's going to get Paige Fast picking up her first foul. Doing a pretty good job of getting there to trap, but just not holding that trap tight enough to allow the defender to sneak out of there. Inbound's going to be lobbed up, stolen away here. A quick shot up and no good. Rims out. Shelby Wirth pulls down the rebound. Shot was missed there by Kiri Boo, and the Trojans catch a break, come back the other way. Gutenfelder down low and trying to be doing a move down to the left side or into the lane with the right foot was Tiffany Williams, but shuffled the pivot foot and gets called for the walk. So Atlantic with a couple of turnovers here, last couple of possessions. Now the Cardinals will have it out front. Paige Fast will dump it off here, high post. Abby Brown turns, tries to throw it down to Jenny Bear, and it's going to be a reach-in foul whistled here against the Trojans as Gutenfelder will pick up her first team foul as well. Inbound underneath. Bear will key it in. Gets it in right to the free throw line. Shot was partially blocked there as Kerry Boo tried to put it up right away from the free throw line. Trojan's got a hand on it. Now they'll come back the other way. Up the floor. Get it off to Mackenzie Holmes. She's looking for some help. Now we'll kick it off to Wirth. Wirth tries the three ball right at the top of the key. High arcing shot, no good. Rebound fought for. Wirth comes in to steal it back away. Gets it out to Gutenfelder. A long two ball, no good. And a foul as coming in to try to get the box out too quickly was Kerry Boo, and she'll pick up a foul, and we'll have two shots coming for Gutenfelder.
Good hustle inside that time by Shelby Wirth. Keep that play alive and sneak in and grab that rebound. The kick out and a quick shot there gives the Trojans an opportunity here to score from the free throw line.
And Gudenfelder knocks down the first. It's always tough to get in the mindset of following that shot after you take it. And good job by Wirth to get in there and fight for it. Second free throw. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Cardinals. Jenny Bear out front with it. We'll dump it over right side here to Ellie Shane. Shane hanging on to it. Picked up her dribble. Needs help. Gets it up top now to Paige Fast. She'll back it back out and they'll reset. Throw it right side. Shane. Try to throw it in the corner. It's tapped away and knocked out of bounds. Gutenfelder got a piece of it. And they're going to say it touched Atlantic last. So we'll have it in the corner here. And Jenny Bear will inbound. Bear looking for some help. Having a lot of trouble getting it in. Now they get it underneath in a good positioning right underneath the basket for Kiri Boo, and she gets the easy bucket. Flashed across the last moment and got it right off the glass. So Boo with 4 points now here for the Cardinals, and it's 6-4. Up the floor, they'll throw it over right side. They get it off to Rianne Kappel. Kappel will throw it to Gutenfelder. Now over to Holmes. Holmes will kick it across. Up top, Wirth with the three ball right at the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Fast for the Cardinals. They'll walk it up the floor now this time. It's Ellie Shane. We'll kick it across over to Bear. Bear in the corner to Fast. Pump fake, drive baseline, and then she walked with it. Good idea. Just changed her mind on what she wanted to do. Try to throw it back outside, but was dragging that foot. Inbound pass now will come here to Rianne Kappel. She'll break pressure on the dribble, and coming across with the blocking foul and getting in front of her is Kiri Boo. She'll pick up her second. Almost got there to cut her off, but just a little too late. Inbound, or checking in now, will be Krista Rogers for Clorinda, as Boo is going to check out with those two fouls. 6-4. Atlantic the lead here and the basketball. 4:04 left to go first quarter. Mackenzie Holmes will dump it right side. Williams in the corner. Now they try to get it down low. Gutenfelder, it's stolen away. Cardinals come up with the steal. They'll run it up the floor. Shane has it. Dumps it back outside to Fast. She'll take one dribble. Now pop the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound and a foul. Oh. I'm just going to say it's tapped out of bounds. As going to the floor was Ellie Shane. Got it knocked out of her hands, and it'll stay with Corinda. Bear will key it in. Gets it into Shane. Pump fake. Steps in. Now kicks it out. Abby Brown, the jumper, and that's good. Just inside the elbow. 6-6. Tie ball game now here. Gutenfelder is going to break pressure with the dribble this time. Get it off to Kappel. Now over left side to Wirth. Wirth off to Gutenfelder. She'll shoot it one up baseline. No good. Rebound pulled down right into the hands of Krista Rogers. And then we have a reach-in foul after that as Rianne Kappel try to get in there and steal it away.
Get a quick score here for you, Chris. At halftime now in the boys' game, Atlantic with a 30-19 lead over Clorinda on the road. That game's already at half tonight.
We're just 3:19 left to go in the first quarter here in this one. And now a turnover here as the Cardinals come up the floor and throw it out of the hands of Paige Fash. She couldn't handle the pass. And it's going to be right back here to the Trojans. Both teams with five turnovers apiece so far here in this one. They'll try to lob it down low and reach in foul here. The Williams had good position. They try to reach in over the top. And the foul going to be whistled against Krista Rogers, her first. It's the fifth team foul now here against Corinda. Kappel looking to inbound, gets it in the corner. Shelby Wirth will fire up the quick three. High arcing shot off the back of the iron. The high rebound, no good. And we're going to have a foul here whistled on the rebound try. Mackenzie Holmes picks up the foul. That'll be number three on the Trojans. So the Cardinals now have it. Tie ball game here at 6 apiece. 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Right side they go to Jenny Bear. She'll try to drive baseline. Pulls up. Now has it knocked out of her hands by Gutenfelder, and Gutenfelder stole it away. What a turnover and a good steal by Gutenfelder. Now she'll get the pass here left side. Goes all the way to the basket. Had a nice lane and gets one to roll home. Great couple of possessions on both ends of the floor there for Liz Gutenfelder, and she picks up the bucket, making an 8-6 lead for the Trojans.
You kind of like to see that, Chris. A player makes a play on defense. If you get him a chance to feed him on offense, let him get the reward.
Now up top, Bear will step in. A little bit late reacting on the defense there by Gutenfelder, but the shot was missed, and then getting in there, now a foul call here as the Bear tried to go back up over the top to get that rebound, and she's going to pick up her second. So a couple of players already with two here for Clorinda, and now a timeout here on the floor. 30-second timeout taken here by the Cardinals as they want to talk things over, as now they have 16 fouls and two players with two fouls.
Good few trips up the floor, though, by Gutenfelder. As you mentioned, she made the steal on defense, got the bucket on the other side. But then this last trip, too, yeah, she was a little late getting out there to Bear, but Bear misses the shot. Gutenfelder goes straight to the rack, gets the rebound. Bear comes over the top, commits her second foul. Any foul you can get here early in the ballgame against Jenny Bear is important if it slows down or makes her hesitate a little bit on her game. Again, she's their leading rebounder, leading scorer. You know, anytime you can take the other team's leader out of the game a little bit, you take advantage of it.
And Trojan is doing a pretty good job of that here so far. And they'll inbound here now after the timeout. Rianne Kappa will break pressure, throw it up ahead here to Gutenfelder. Stops baseline, gets a nice pass across to Williams. Saw her open, and she got the easy lay-in.
Nice good play out of the timeout.
Good assist there by Gutenfelder. She continues to make some good plays here. And now a reach-in on the other end as they got it inside to Ellie Shane, and then she was kind of corralled by two defenders, and they reached in on her. And they're going to have a foul whistled against Rianne Kappel, her second. Inbound pass here for the Cardinals. They'll get it up that top here. Abby Brown will take a step across and try to get through the lane. And they're going to call a reach-in foul here as the foul is going to be whistled against Rianne Kappel. That'll be her third, so she's going to have to head to the bench. Abby Johnson up off the bench to come into the ballgame now here for the Trojans. Inbound here for the Cardinals, and they'll get it into the corner. Krista Rogers back up top will go with it and gets it off here to Shane. Shane over to Bear. Bear, the pump fake. Now the drive stops, kicks it across. Fast, open for the three. She'll try it. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Mackenzie Holmes. The long board outside the free throw line. Up ahead, they throw it to Gutenfelder. Going left side. Tries to step around, and we're going to have a reach-in foul here. As trying to reach in there and tap it away was Ellie Shane. She'll pick up her first foul. And now we've got 17 fouls here against the Cardinals, so the 1-1 coming now here for Liz Gutenfelder. 1:38 left to go here, first quarter. 10-6 your score, Atlantic with the lead, and a chance here for some more at the line with the 1-1 bonus. And Gutenfelder does make the front end. She'll have one more coming. She's got 4 points so far here tonight, but has made a lot of plays on both ends of the floor. Free throw up, and that one rolls home. So she takes advantage of the charity stripe, and it's now 12-6. Pass the defense. The Cardinals try to throw it up ahead. It tapped off a couple of players. Looked like it was last touched inside there that time by Abby Brown, but they're going to say it was touched by the Trojans.
So. Oh, no, that's a horrible call. That was absolutely touched by Clarinda. Oh, they missed that one completely.
They'll kick it out top here to Ellie Shane off of the inbound. And she'll dribble drive, kick it out to Fast, who will try another three ball. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Gutenfelder comes up with the rebound for the Trojans. So any damage avoided there, and they get it up ahead here. 1:16 left to go. They'll try to lob it down inside. Defender fell down, turning around, missing the shot there for Atlantic. That time was Leah Jepkes who had just checked in. The rebound right to Williams, and she went back up with it and got fouled. So she'll go to the line here to shoot two. The foul whistled on Ellie Shane. That'll be her second. That's now three Cardinals with two fouls. Free throw up, rattles in and out, hits the backboard, then comes back home.
It's a nice run by Atlantic. They were up 5-0 early, only to see Clarinda come back tied at 6. And now they've run off 7 straight.
Second free throw. Hit the rim, but they blew the whistle anyway. So
yeah, she stepped over the line too soon.
So the Cardinals will inbound here. 13-6, your lead here for Atlantic. 1:05 left to go in this first quarter. And the dribble drive left side now here. A pull-up jumper on the run is no good by Bear. Rebound fought for. Abby Johnson comes up with it underneath here for Atlantic. They'll go out on the run here. They'll throw it left side. Gutenfelder, she takes one dribble, kicks it back out to Mackenzie Holmes. She'll try to dribble it back up top. Picks up her dribble, kicks it across to Johnson. Try to force it quickly down low. It's stolen away. Krista Rogers got in the passing lane and stole it away there for the Cardinals. Now they'll run it up the floor, and we have a foul here. It's going to be called against Mackenzie Holmes, and she'll pick up her second. And we'll go underneath here. That's the 16th foul against the Trojans. Shelby Worth going to check in. Mackenzie Holmes checks out there with those two fouls. Inbounding is Jenny Bear underneath here for the Cardinals. They'll kick it in to Shane. Pump fakes, goes baseline. Now we'll hand it off to Bear. She'll step up. Try one from the outside and buries it. First points of the game is a triple for Jenny Bear. And it's now 13-9. Atlantic has the lead in the basketball. Worth will throw it down low. Jepke turns, tried to throw one up, but she was shuffling the feet and gets called for a walk. Cardinals will inbound here with 19 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Up the floor, crossover, and losing a handle on it that time was Shane. It comes right into the hands here of Johnson, and then it gets tied up for a jump ball. It's going to be Atlantic ball on the arrow.
That was tough. Atlantic got the strip, couldn't come away with a clean. That's, you know, they better make hay out of this 11 seconds because they just lost possession to start the second quarter.
Inbound to Johnson. She'll kick it up right side to Worth. Worth in the corner goes to Jepkes. Now back out to Worth. Pump fakes. Steps inside. Jumper on the way. Off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Shane, and that's going to do it for our first quarter of play. Atlantic with the lead here after one, 13-9. Atlantic over Clarinda here in girls varsity basketball play. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixings. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself, for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Second quarter action just underway. Clarinda with a basketball. They trail 13-9 to the Trojans here tonight in this girls' Hawkeye 10 conference matchup as they work the ball in the perimeter. Paige Fast working at left side and has the ball taken away, but it was kicked by Gutenfelder. So it'll stay with Clarinda. They'll have the basketball once again as they'll inbound over on the far sideline. Bailey Warren into the ball game. She'll inbound. Leaves it out top for Boo. Back left side, Warren on the arc. They try to feed it down low to Krista Rogers posting. Now they get it in the lane, across the lane. Nice bounce pass. Wide open was Carrie Boo, and she got the easy banker off the window. She took the pass on the bounce from Fast, and it's 13-11 now. Atlantic lead now cut to 2. Trojans in the corner. Williams with it here left side. Leaves it back out on the perimeter. They work it around Megan Riley. 5'9 freshman checked in during the quarter break. As they work it across here to Worth. Shelby Worth left side. Williams in the corner. The head fake starts to drive. It's knocked away and slapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. We're just underway here in the second quarter. Trojans leading it 13-11 over Clarinda. The inbound taken here near side. Worth grabs, guns, and buries a three-pointer. Shelby Worth knocks down the three here from the near corner. Her first points of the ball game. 16-11 the lead for Atlantic. As the Cardinals bring it across the timeline. Here near side, Warren off the right side looking for some help as Gutenfelder right in her face. Boo with it here right side, dumps it back out across top to Warren. Off the dribble, she stops at the free throw line. Back it goes to Boo. She'll jump it up from there. No good from the right elbow. Rebound tapped to the floor and controlled by the Trojans as they come out of there with it. Abby Johnson comes away with a basketball. Out of the front court, Johnson here left side, down low. Worth dumps it inside for Williams. She turns on the block, found herself open, and got fouled as she tried to throw up the shot. She'll get a couple of free throws out of this. Foul inside whistled against Krista Rogers. That'll be her second. Seems like everybody wearing a maroon jersey tonight has two fouls.
Yeah, it's going to start to come into play here pretty quick here as we had a lot of fouls there in that first quarter, and it's really going to start to mount here and become a factor for both teams.
Williams with 4 points now. She makes the first. Second try on the way, and that's also good. So Williams makes them both. She's got 5 points. Williams, along with Gutenfelder and Holmes, all have 5 points here for the Trojans thus far in the ball game. 18-11. That matches Atlantic's biggest lead as it's back up to 7. Out top of the arc now. Quick three ball coming from Clarinda. No good. Dances off the rim there by Jade Ramoses is into the ball game. Rebounded by Atlantic. Trojans now with a chance to expand on that 7-point lead as Worth has it right side. Goes baseline. Cut off there in that zone. Now Gutenfelder, left side Johnson, the three ball from the arc, in and out, no good. Rebound is tapped out, and it's going to belong to Clarinda. We got a foul underneath. That's going to be whistled against Williams of Atlantic, so Tiffany Williams will pick up her second. Williams with two, Holmes with two, Capel's on the bench with three for Atlantic as we walk to the other end. Now both teams are in the bonus. On the other side for Clarinda, Shane, Bear, Boo, and Rogers all have two fouls here in the first half. At the line, Krista Rogers for the bonus. The front end on the way. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded in the lane, though, by Clarinda as Boo comes away with it. Dribbles here to the near corner. They'll kick it back out and around, and they're going to turn the ball over. Traveling violation will give it right back as they struggle with possession here on this trip. 18-11, Atlantic leading. 5:51 to go before halftime. Johnson basketball now to the front court for Atlantic. Dumps it across Worth, right wing. They work a 2-3 zone. Now to Johnson here on the left side. She fires up a three, no good. Rebound underneath. Grab put back up inside by Riley, no good. The Trojans get another try here inside off the rebound by Johnson. That's off the mark, and now a whistle and a foul called, and it's going to send the ball back to the other side. That's going to be whistled on Megan Riley in the paint. That'll be her first. That's team foul number 9 against the Trojans. And that will send Bailey Warren to the free throw line here for Clarinda. Warren is one of 6 sophomores on the roster. As she misses the first of the front end, the rebounder yanked away inside by Clarinda. Quick put back inside by Boo is no good. And now we've got a foul. We'll go to the other side once again to shoot free throws as that foul is going to be whistled against Clarinda. That's going to be on they listed up on the board as Krista Rogers. I would have her for 3 if that's the case. As at the free throw line is Megan Riley, and she misses the first. Everybody in the double bonus now. Well, I take that back. Not everybody. They're in the double bonus, the Trojans. So 2 free throws coming each time. Second free throw try is good. So Riley hits 1 of her 2. 19-11, biggest lead of the night now for the Trojans. They're up by 8. Clarinda basketball here in the front court. They work the ball across on the dribble. Picking it up now as Moses looks for help. Leaves it out top now for Boo. Boo has it tapped away. Moses chases down the loose ball. She'll turn and bring it here near side. Warren, bounce feed here to the near corner. Driving the baseline, stepping back now. Rogers back outside to Warren. Her jumper skims the rim. No good. The rebound inside. Grabbed to put back up underneath by Clarinda. It's no good by Moses, but a foul on the rebound as Riley got the board. And reaching in and picking up the foul now is going to be Krista Rogers. And I said, they've got her for 3 on the board. I got her for 4.
And I'm not sure what's going on there. I have her for 4, too.
Anyway, Riley to the free throw line now for the Trojans to shoot a pair. And the first one is no good. She'll get one more. And Riley back to the line for one more. A couple of fresh faces in here again for Clarinda. Abby Brown is back in. Second free throw tries off the mark. Clarinda ball. They trail by 8 to the front court. Bear has it out top. Leaves it across for Boo. Boo steps back, turns, tries to fire one up from 18. That's no good. Rebounded by Johnson for Atlantic inside. Abby Johnson up the floor with it now for the Trojans. We'll leave it out top. Gutenfelder, left side, Worth, dumps it down low. Williams, left block, turns, jumper, and it's good. Tiffany Williams inside the quick turn, drops one in, and the Trojans lead by 10. 21-11 the score with 4:35 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout, Clarinda. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Miller Realty Services, call them for land brokerage buying and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 21-11, the Trojans lead it by 10 here in the second quarter as Clarinda struggles to get the ball up the floor. Now bounce feed into the lane, the quick turnaround of the shot up and good off the glass. That's Abby Brown with a basket, her second of the first half. And it's 21-13 now in favor of Atlantic. And a bad pass by Johnson, stolen by Carrie Boo. She'll run it up the floor, and the layup won't go, but she's fouled. She'll get free throws. As Abby Johnson made a poor pass that was stolen, and then she commits the foul on the other end. So to the free throw line is Boo. That's the first on Johnson, the ninth team foul against Atlantic. Carrie Boo at the line to shoot a couple here for Clarinda. The first one is no good. One more try coming here for the junior. And the second one is also no good, rebounded by Tiffany Williams of Atlantic. So the Trojans commit the foul, but no damage done on the scoreboard. Worth with it, front court now, right side for the Trojans, out top. Gutenfelder will bring it across on the dribble and leave it here for Johnson. Johnson to the corner, Williams. Williams dragged that pivot foot. Traveling violation, will turn it over. Williams unsure what to do with it there in the corner, turns it over. Ellie Shane back into the ballgame now for Clarinda. Cardinals have the ball trailing by 8. 3:45 left to go here in this first half. Across the timeline now. Cardinals slow things down out top as Bear tries to drive the lane, kicks it out to Moses. She'll turn and fire a three ball. That's no good. Rebound tapped and kept alive underneath, and a quick shot no good inside once again by Abby Brown. And now we've got a foul inside as she missed her first try, got the rebound, and got hit on the arm. It'll be Megan Riley committing the foul. And that will send Abby Brown to the free throw line. First try here on the way is good by Brown. Boy, the Trojans down in Clarinda tonight in the boys' game had a real good third quarter, a 19-2 third quarter advantage as they've stretched out the lead now to 49-21. That's after three quarters in the boys' game in Clarinda tonight. Second free throw by Brown, no good, makes one of her two. 21-14 now the score. Trojans with the lead in the basketball. Ball front court, out top. They'll leave it right side. Worth gets open. Going to fire up a long three try. No good off the window. Rebound tapped out on the floor and scooped up by Moses. And she'll run it quickly to the front court. Moses will slow it down. Kick it out top. Bear, right side it comes to Shane. She can try the three. That's no good. Rebound down low is to Williams for Atlantic. Trojans up the floor with 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Dumped down low. Riley posting right side. Shot on the spin. No good. Rebound tapped out and picked up by Johnson. Now to Gutenfelder. She'll fire quickly from 15. No good. Williams the rebound. No good. Riley the rebound. That goes in. Little game of Annie over there for a second by the Trojans. And Megan Riley puts a stop to that with a basket off the window. And it's 23-14.
Coach will let you play catch all you want as long as it ends in 2 points.
That's right. Oh, nice pass crossing the lane down low to Jenny Bear, and she banks one home on the drive. She's got five here in the ballgame tonight. 23-16 now the score. Moses with a slick pass across the lane. Dump it across the far side. Now Johnson for Atlantic. Inside to Worth, and we've got a traveling violation. I don't know where that occurred, but they whistle the travel. That'll turn it over.
That's a tough call. She did a pretty good job of just pivoting on that 1 foot.
Trojans playing defense now as Clarinda has it. Bear with it here in the front court. Dumps it down low. It's Brown in the lane. Steps across from Moses. Her quick jumper from 15. No good. Rebound inside. Put back up and missed. As the rebound grabbed and tossed up by Carrie Boo. Could get that to fall. They whistle the foul against Tiffany Williams of Atlantic. That'll be her second. At the line is Boo here for Clarinda, and her first try is off the front of the rim. No good. Pack of dogs loose all of a sudden over there on the other side.
It's a creative student section. Kind of hand it to them.
2:01 left to go here in the second quarter. Second try on the way. That one's no good off the front of the rim, and Williams grabs the rebound for Atlantic. 23-16 the score. Worth now with it in front court here for Atlantic. Across it comes to Johnson. Out top, Gutenfelder, Worth, open right arc, going to fire up a three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside, tapped out and controlled by Atlantic. Gutenfelder up with it, steps through the lane. Quick jumper, no good from the free throw line. The rebound hits the floor before the Cardinals come away with it. Warren chased down the loose ball for the front court. They come with a minute and a half left to play here in this second quarter. Cardinals here near side, fast, with it out on the arc. Brings it back out top, guarded there by Worth. Worth trying to use that longer body to her advantage, and she does with a five-second violation. That'll turn the ball back over to Atlantic. Fast, standing 5'2". Worth listed at 5'8", long arms. Tough to work around, and you can't just go side to side. They're going to whistle you eventually if you don't get spacing, and that's what happened there. Riley turns quick, try to lob one down low. Not sure if it was a pass or a shot, but it came up short as Williams turned to look to the basket, and the Trojans turn it over. 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. Off to the left side now. On the arc with it is Moses. Back across here to Warren. Warren, right side of the arc as the Trojans fall into a 2-3 zone. And a turnover as the pass, well, they're going to say it was tipped by Atlantic. So the ball will stay here with Clarinda. Well, they get the one that wasn't tipped, and they miss the one that was. Ball here into the corner now. Fast with it off the inbound, off to Boo. Out top, Moses. She'll fire up a three ball. That's good. Jadra Moses knocks down the triple from the left side of the top of the arc. And it's 23-19, a four-point lead now for Atlantic. Up the floor quickly, and we're going to have a foul call as they bounce fed one over on the far side. Not a good pass there, but Gutenfelder able to scoop it up, and they're going to whistle Jadra Moses with the foul. That'll be her first. That'll send Gutenfelder to the free throw line.
That was a pretty dangerous play there that time. They just got that pass in there. Moses was just a hair late on that one trying to make the steal.
Gutenfelder missing on the first free throw attempt. Jenny Bear back into the lineup now as Warren checks out for Clarinda. Leah Jeffkes is back into the lineup for Atlantic as Riley will head back to the bench. 36 seconds left to go in this second quarter. 23-19 the score. Gutenfelder's second free throw, no good. The rebound tapped out and controlled by the Cardinals. Bear comes away with it. Up the floor quickly comes Clarinda. Bear on the dribble. Has it stripped away. Gutenfelder slapped it away from her. She's going to try and run the floor all the way up the right side. The layup try, no good. Rebound on the follow. And put back up, missed by Worth. Now the board on the floor grabbed and stepped out of bounds as Abby Johnson couldn't stay inside that baseline. Got that one too far deep down low off the rebound. So the Cardinals get it back. Up the floor, 15 seconds left. Page fast in the front court. Cross goes to Moses. Moses back here to Bear. 10 seconds left. Bear well off. Oh, she walked with it. Bear was well off the arc. Little head fake and walked with the basketball, so the Trojans will get it back with 8 seconds to play. Warren back in as Bear will sit back down here for Clarinda. Trojans inbound. Johnson has it. 7-6. Cross here left side. Gutenfelder grabs, guns a long three and buries it just prior to the buzzer. Cardinals inbound but can't get off a shot. Gutenfelder grabbed it and didn't take any time to line it up. She just spun, squared the shoulders, and buried it. And that stretches the lead back out here to 7. So the Trojans, who have never trailed in the basketball game here tonight, have a 7-point lead here at the intermission. 26-19 Atlantic with the lead here at halftime. Take a timeout. Be back with more for you at the intermission in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, and the Atlantic High School Band back with you here at intermission. Band right behind us here at the Atlantic Gymnasium.
26-19 our score. Atlantic leading this girls Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game. After two quarters of play here tonight as we are at the intermission. Down in Clarinda tonight in the boys game, Atlantic with a 49-21 advantage. That's after three quarters as they're working to finish that one up tonight. Okay, we've got that foul discrepancy cleared up. Somebody... Okay. Abby Brown had... we had four fouls up here on Krista Rogers earlier, but apparently one of them was on Abby Brown, so Rogers has three. Brown has just the one, but fouls are going to be an interesting part of this ball game coming down the line with Atlantic holding a seven-point lead here at the intermission. We mentioned Rogers off the bench with three. And then you also have Ellie Shane, Jenny Bear, and Kaylee Boo, Carrie Boo, each with two fouls in the first half. And we saw how careful Coach Matt Bird was with Jenny Bear here in the last couple of minutes of this first half, making defensive, offensive substitutions, trying to keep her out of harm's way on the defensive side. You know, the last thing you want to do is put her in a tough position and end up having to slow her down a little bit because of foul issues in the second half. So we've seen a lot of free throws already shot in this first half of basketball. Atlantic now without their own foul troubles. They played much of that first half without Rianne Capel, who picked up three quick fouls. Also, Mackenzie Holmes spent much of the second quarter on the bench with two fouls. And Tiffany Williams, Megan Riley each have two. All in all, Trojans with as big as a 10-point lead at 21-11. They lead by seven here at the intermission. Not a bad effort considering a couple of their real key players didn't play much in that second quarter as well. I think Atlantic has to be pretty happy with where they are right now.
Yeah, they really probably have to feel very happy. I think the game really has kind of played out in their favor. It seems like they've been on the advantage and going on runs when they needed to get some separation back in the ball game, and they've been doing a pretty good job of maintaining kind of that same margin throughout much of that first half. And yeah, for Clarinda, they're in some foul trouble, and you kind of wonder there, that situation there, you know, never know with a scorekeeper, 51-41, that might have just got miscredited, but that's what it says in the book, so that's the way it's going to be. But they have some players that are really going to have to be careful, and just the way that played out early on in the first quarter with so many fouls early in the game, and you got to imagine both coaches are going to kind of emphasize trying to avoid that early on here in this third quarter, because then you start to get into a very interesting free throw fest at the end of this one if it gets to the same position in the ball game. But both teams are going to have to, you know, be careful. Obviously, you can't lose aggressiveness just in the fact of not trying to foul. But both teams, I think, you'll see a little bit different maybe style here as we start this second half of play a little bit.
Well, this is not exactly an unusual position for Atlantic. They've held leads in some of their games earlier this year in the first half. It's what happens after halftime that's going to make all the difference in the world. The Trojans have struggled down the stretch in ball games, and Clarinda is a team that can put some points on the board for you in a hurry, too, with the likes of Jenny Bear and some of the other kids shooting from the outside, Abby Brown hanging down there in the middle. You know, they can turn this around. We saw Atlantic jump out to some 7-8, 10-point leads here in the ball game, only to see those rapidly disappear as Clarinda kind of took care of that margin real fast. Atlantic so far has been able to bounce back and rebuild the lead again. We'll see what happens here in the second half this time, because this is one of those games where certainly they'd like to have it, but if they can do that, it could be a character-building game too, because it looks like this game is going to be contested all the way throughout.
Yeah, it's been a tight ball game, and you can tell both teams are going to kind of keep chipping away at each other a little bit. I don't foresee either team really pulling away and having a huge advantage at any point in this ball game. So, yeah, you're going to have to come out there and keep playing keep playing hard and keep making good decisions, and hopefully the ball bounces your way and you end up walking out of here with a victory here tonight.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. We're at halftime, 26-19, Atlantic leading by 7 over Clarinda here in this girls' Hawkeye 10 game. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale, too. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointments. Call 712-778-2126. Chris Friend Sales, LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders, offering high-quality Lester brand-name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open Saturdays from 8:30 to 10 a.m. or weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to www.millerortho.com for more information.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, the Atlantic High School Band, and Richie Anderson here in the house tonight. Richie wearing his Santa Claus hat. It must be getting that time.
He's in the mood. It's a festive time of the year, I guess. So you know it's official when Richie's got the Santa hat on.
Well, he's a number one super fan of Santa as well as the Trojans. So two teams back on the floor getting ready for the second half. Let's run the score sheet for you here real quick before we get to the third quarter for Atlantic. 8 points in the first half for Liz Gutenfelder. Those three she dropped right before the buzzer sure helped Atlantic's effort. Eight for Gutenfelder here in the first half. Tiffany Williams off the bench, the 5'10 freshman with 7 points. Nice first half for her. Also 5 points for Mackenzie Holmes. 3 points each tonight for Megan Riley and for Shelby Ward. For Clorinda, Carrie Boo with 6 points here in the first half. Five each for Jenny Bear and Abby Brown, and 3 points for Jade Ramoses coming off the bench. Atlantic, 7 of 14 from the free throw line. They got there plenty, made half of them. I know they'd like to do a little bit better, but it's way better than Clorinda. The Cardinals just 1 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. Tough to win ball games when you shoot like that when they give them to you. And they'd sure like to dust that up a little bit. We already talked about the foul situation for the two basketball teams. And Atlantic, again, out to a 5-0 lead to start the ball game. Only to see Clorinda tie it up at 6 apiece. Atlantic jumped back out to 13-6. They built the lead up to 21-11. A 10-point lead's been their biggest here tonight. It's 7 right now here at intermission. 26-19 our score. We'll take this next time out, and after that, Chris Parks will bring you the third quarter here from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Atlantic 26, Clorinda 19, here in this halftime of the girls' basketball game tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM, All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, geothermal loops, and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Friendship Home, offering skilled, intermediate, and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection, along with their fragrances and jewelry. Handbag Ranch, located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field. It's a girls' varsity play tonight. We're ready to start the third quarter here as Atlantic leads this one 26-19. Trojans have a lead. Richie has a Santa hat on. All is well in the world right now. Going to start off with the basketball as well as Mackenzie Holmes has it left side. She'll dump it up top here to Worth, and now back to Holmes. They'll get it in the corner here to Gutenfelder. And back up top to Holmes. Trojans working from left to right here as we start the second half. We'll get it over to Williams. She'll dump it outside to Worth. That one's way off the mark as she tried a three. It's going to be tapped out of bounds and actually was last touched by Clorinda, but they're going to give him the basketball as Jenny Bear will inbound. She was the last one that had a hand on it, but they'll give it to the Cardinals and they'll bring it up here. Working from right to left for them as we start here, and they have their first offensive possession of the second half, trailing here by 7. They'll dump it inside. They get it down low. Nice pass across the lane that time as Abby Brown found Ellie Shane wide open, but she mishandled it, and the ball bounces the way of the Trojans. I'll get it over here to Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes back up top to Worth. Over to Rianne Kappel. Now in the corner they go to Williams. Back to Kappel. Gutenfelder, they step in, dump it back outside. Holmes over to Worth. She'll drive, pull up for the jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound to the Cardinals. Up the floor now here. They'll bring the ball
left side and dump it up top now here to Paige Fast. Oh, over to Carrie Boo. Back in the corner they go. Jenny Bear is going to shoot the three ball and knock it down in the corner there for the Cardinals.
Well, you want to get out and get a, yeah, you want to get out and get a hand on her face, Chris. Sorry about that. If she gets hot, she can pile up a lot of them in a hurry.
That's a good start for her here in the second half. Not what the Trojans wanted to see. Nice pass across here to Gutenfelder. Jumper on the run. Couldn't get it to fall home, though. And now the ball is lost as falling to the floor that time was Bear. She lost it. Wirth was right there to pick it up and put it right in for the easy bucket.
Thank you very much.
That will work. 28-22 here. 6-point game. Trojans the lead here. Cardinals have the basketball. They'll dump it off. Right now they've got Bear, Fast, Shane, Harry Boo, and also Abby Brown. They're starting five on the floor. Starting five also out there on the floor here for the Trojans. It's Capel, Holmes, Wirth, Gutenfelder, and Williams. Paige Fast will kick it over here up top now for the Cardinals. They'll work it around the perimeter. Now they finally send it inside and a tie-up, and Williams is going to get called for the reach-in. She'll try to get across and steal that one from Abby Brown. So Williams will pick up her third, and the inbound will come from underneath. Bear will bounce pass it in. Kicks it right back to Bear. The baseline jumper's no good. Rebound tapped around. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Clarinda. It'll be Atlantic basketball. Gutenfelder will key it in, and Capel will bring it up the floor. Both Capel and Williams right now on the floor with three fouls here for the Trojans. And now they'll dump it into Williams inside. Nice turnaround shot. Missed it, though. A little bit too strong. And the rebound comes down to Carrie Boo. They'll throw it up right side. Shane dumps it off now here. Carrie Boo pulls up, misses a jumper, well short. Rebound pulled down by Abby Brown. Her putback no good. Williams got a piece of it and then got the rebound and gives it off now to Capel. Capel on the run will lob it over far side to Holmes. Back to Capel up top. She'll drive inside, stop for the quick jumper. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to Jenny Bear for the Cardinals. 4:57 left to go third quarter. It's 28-22. Trojans with the lead. Shane picked up her dribble, now dumps it off here to Bear, right side. Now back up top it goes to Carrie Boo. Pass across the lane goes to Fast, up top now. They get it to Jenny Bear, now right side. Dribble drive and a stop, and it's going to be tapped away and stolen here as they got a hand in there and knocked it away. Williams tipped it over, Mahomes came up with it. Now Wirth will dump it off to Gutenfelder, long jumper, no good, in and out, rebound to Bear. Up the floor now we go here the other direction, and it's going to be a traveling violation as Paige Fast caught it in transition and couldn't slow herself down.
Bailey Walter in now for Atlantic. Jadra Moses checks in for Clarinda. Hey, Tiffany Williams plays pretty good defense so far here in the second half. Picked up the one foul, but blocked a shot, came away with the ball. Quick hands down low. You don't expect one of your bigs to reach down low and tap a pass away.
Trojans will work it around the perimeter here this time on offense, and they'll throw it up top. Holmes, the long three ball at the top of the key, and she buries it. 8 points now for Mackenzie Holmes, and it's 31-22. Trojans have opened up a 9-point lead. Pass right side, Jadra Moses will throw it in the corner. It's tapped out of bounds. Gutenfelder got in there, knocked it away.
Good effort by Gutenfelder defensively tonight, too. She's quick, and she's had her hands in just about everything that's come her way.
Really had a good overall night so far. Pass up to left side here for the Cardinals. They'll try a three ball. It danced around the backboard, pulled down by Williams. Moses missed the three, and now the Trojans will run it up in transition. Here's Mackenzie Holmes will drive baseline. Stopped, kick it back outside. Capel, and moved the feet before she took off with the dribble. So turn back over here. Holmes kind of gave up on the baseline drive a little too quick that time. Looked like she had a space opening up, but picked it up and turned around and threw it back out. Cardinals will work it around. They'll throw it now here to Abby Brown across the lane. She goes up strong, gets fouled. Tiffany Williams is going to pick up her fourth foul, and we'll go to the line here for two shots.
Yeah, she fouled the ball. It looked like a pretty good block.
So at the line now here, Abby Brown with a couple. First free throw attempt here of the second half, and it's going to be off the rim, no good.
That pack of dogs again.
A Trojan dog pound. Checking in now here is Megan Riley coming back in as Williams will check out with those four fouls. Free throw attempt up on the way now here from Brown on the second try, and that one's good. So Brown gets one out of two, and now she will check out as they bring back in Krista Rogers. She has three fouls here. It comes back into the ball game.
She's coming over to look up the telephone number to the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
31-23 is your score here. Trojans have the lead, and now they'll get a pass over to Gudenfelder. Missed the shot right at the free throw line, and then rebounded putback try by Riley. It was tipped out of bounds, but it'll stay with Atlantic.
That nice quick effort by Riley. There was no sense in traffic bringing that ball down. She took it right back up, hoping for the foul call.
Inbound pass into the corner here to Holmes. She'll fire up the quick three ball and hit it. Mackenzie Holmes with two triples here in this third quarter, and it's 34-23. Atlantic now with an 11-point advantage. And a travel on the other end. The right side, and Moses shuffled her feet, so it'll turn it right back over.
This is a big possession right here for Atlantic. They've gotten that lead. This is their biggest lead. Now it's back to double digits. It's 11 points now, 34-23. But just coming off that three by Holmes, they get the turnover. If they can take it right back up the floor and get points out of this, they're going to be tough to beat tonight.
Up the floor now, here come the Trojans. Abby Brown checked back in. Krista Rogers had some problems with some taping issue, so she checked out. Now they missed shot, and it's tapped around underneath here, and coming back out of it with it are the Cardinals. They have it out front here with Moses. They'll throw it over right side. Now dump it back here to Carrie Boo. She'll turn fire the three ball. That's no good. Rebound to Capel, and now she'll bring it up the floor. Capel, right side pass. They get it over here to Bailey Walter. Walter back up top to Gudenfelder, and now off to Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes over to Capel. In the corner they go. Gudenfelder thought about the shot, now lobs it down low to Riley. She'll kick it back outside. Holmes pulls up with it, picks up her dribble. Off now here to Walter. Back to Holmes. Holmes will take one dribble and now bounce it down low to Riley. It's tapped away, flashing across, and it's Boo getting a hand on it and stealing it here for the Cardinals. Cross left side to Paige Fast. Fast will dribble back up to the top of the key now and reset. Left side dribble, pass will, Fast will bounce past it and get it off there to Bear. She missed the shot short. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Holmes will throw it up the court to Walter. Walter back to Holmes. Holmes fires up another three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Right there is Walter for the rebound. The putback, no good, too strong. And the rebound to Moses. Here comes the Cardinals. Pat Fast has a nice lane all the way to the basket left side. Missed the shot, though. And the foul now on the rebound try is coming up with the rebound was Carrie Boo. And a foul going to be whistled here against Megan Riley. That'll be her third. And now up off the bench, Ellie Shane will check in to replace Paige Fast here for the Cardinals. And they will inbound underneath. Bear will key it in. Bear lobs it up here to the middle, right back to Bear, who jumped in and cut right in under the basket. Nice pass out to Boo, and then right back to Bear, and she gets the easy bucket. Second field goal of the second half here for the Cardinals, and it's 34-25. Trojans have the lead. Capel will dish it across here to Walter. Now in the corner they go to Gudenfelder. Stops baseline, jumper, nice shot, knocked it down. 10 points now here for Liz Gudenfelder, and it's 36-25, back to an 11-point margin. Trojans lead it here up the floor with 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bear will drive right side for the Cardinals. Picks up her dribble, dumps it down low. Abby Brown trying to force a pass across the lane. Going to say it touched Mackenzie Holmes last, and it'll stay with Corinda underneath. They'll inbound. Bear will key it in. Bear lobs it up top, and it's going to go into the backcourt. It touched before it went to the backcourt, and it should have been over a back call.
Yeah, they did. Gee whiz.
They'll pass it right side, and they get a three out of it as Jenny Bear spots up from the right side and knocks it down.
That's tough. You blow the over and back call at center court, and then they turn around and stick a three on you.
And now a traveling violation against the Trojans as Mackenzie Holmes gets called for it on the left side. 25 seconds left to go here in the quarter, and it's 36-28. Atlantic has the lead. Up the floor now, here come the Cardinals. They'll try to screen out top, and we're going to have a traveling violation whistled here against Bear. So Trojans get it right back here. 18 seconds to go in this third quarter. Lead it here by eight. Bounce pass off to Gudenfelder, off to Holmes. Holmes
looking to try to get it down low. Now we'll drive in, stop at the free throw line, jump one up, well short on the shot. And Capital saved it and hit it off of a Quinta defender. Oh, they're going to say that the defender was out of bounds, so it's going to be Quinta basketball.
I think Capital stepped on the line trying to go after the basketball.
So up the floor, they try to get a quick shot off, and it's going to be a no good here at the buzzer, and that'll be a score here after three as the Trojans still lead it here, 36-28. We'll come back, have fourth quarter action for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff works as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic, 36-28. Atlantic leading after three quarters as we go to the fourth. Clorinda with the basketball to start this fourth quarter as Krista Rogers works it out top. Across it goes to Boo. Now they set up for a three-point ball from the far side. And it's up and good by Ellie Shane as she knocks down her first field goal of the night. 36-31 now the score. Trojans basketball front court. Shelby Worth back on the floor, gets the ball up top, fakes the three, steps across inside into the lane. The jumper, she's hit and fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And that'll be Krista Rogers, and that's going to be her fourth. So it is four this time on Krista Rogers, and Worth to the free throw line now for Atlantic. She'll get a couple of free balls here. The first one is good. Worth knocks down the first. Rogers will check out. Abby Brown back in now for Clorinda. Down in Clorinda tonight, Atlantic has won the boys' game. Final 60-33 to score tonight. Trojans with the win on the road. As the second free throw by Shelby Worth is off the mark, no good. It's 37-31, Atlantic by six here. Cardinals with the rebound. It's Jenny Baer to the front court. She tries to take it herself right to the rack. Spins in the lane and gets fouled on the jumper. Shot didn't go. Gutenfelder picks up her second foul of the night. That's just the fourth team foul against the Trojans. We haven't had many fouls called here in the second half so far, so nobody real close to the bonus. Clarinda's just had one foul whistled against them here in the second half thus far as Baer makes the first free throw. She quiets the dog pound. 1 more try here for Baer. And that one is good. She makes them both. 37-33 now the score. Closest Clorinda's been in a while here in the second half. Left side, Capel turns, goes right to the rack, throws one up. They're going to wipe it off and say a foul is on the floor before the shot. As she took it down the far left side, went right to the basket. The foul going to be whistled against Jadra Moses. That'll be her second. Ball out of bounds to Atlantic. Shane will check out. Paige Fast is back into the lineup now for Clorinda. Capel to inbound on the baseline. She'll fire it out high. Gutenfelder off here to Holmes for three, and she grabs it and guns it in from the right wing. That's three threes here in the second half. And 14 points on the night now for Mackenzie Holmes, and the lead is back to seven. It's 40-33.
Now we know why they're happy she recovered from that injury pretty quick.
No kidding. And we've got an offensive foul whistled on the other side as Clorinda tries to work this left side offensively, and Abby Brown picks up the blocking foul. That'll be her second, and that turns the ball right back over to Atlantic. Well, we talked earlier tonight that the Trojans have had a few leads in second halves, but have not had an opportunity to make it stick. This is their chance to close one out and see if they can change their fortunes from here on out as they go down low. Nice step across move and a head fake by Tiffany Williams, and she schools The big gal, Abby Brown, inside, gets the bucket, then knocks the lead back up to 9 now at 42-33. Jenny Beer got her pocket pick back on the other side. Ball stripped loose by Capel. Up the floor she comes, left side all the way to the rack, can't get it to go. And we're going to have a whistle on the rebound attempt. And it's going to be against Mackenzie Holmes, caught in traffic trying to get that rebound. So it'll be a foul on Holmes. That'll be her third, and the ball will turn over. So neither team in the bonus. So it'll be Clarinda Ball in the backcourt. 6:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Atlantic leads it by 9. Up the floor is Fast with it now for the Cardinals. She feeds it out top. Shelby Worth tipped that one away into the backcourt. Carrie Boo goes to chase it down. Boo now right side. Cut off. Lost the dribble. Gutenfelder slid out real quick to cut her off, and she was more concerned about her and took her eyes off the basketball. Lost it out of bounds, so the Trojans get another break. 6 minutes to go. Atlantic turns it back over. As Rianne Capel across the timeline was looking for someone who was not open and shuffled the feet with it, so that'll turn it over. Moses checks back out of the lineup now. Ellie Shane back in for Clarinda. Shane with the basketball. Now as they bring it to the front court, she'll turn in the lane and kick it back outside. Bear to the right corner. Pass tipped. It's knocked free loose off the back of one of the Trojans. Now it's picked up inside by Brown. We got a foul against Atlantic, and that's going to be against Mackenzie Holmes. That'll be her fourth. Ball tipped away in the lane. Actually hit one of the Trojans. I think it was Capel. It hit her in the back. But she didn't see it there. Now the inbounds pass is knocked away. Nice quick adjustment there by Shelby Worth to step in underneath and slap that ball out of bounds. Ball will belong to the Cardinals. And we're going to have a timeout asked for, though, first by Atlantic. 5:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Atlantic leads 42-33. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Well, the Trojans lead it by 9 with 5:45 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 42-33 the score as we come back out of the timeout. It'll be Clarinda basketball here in the front court. Jenny Bear will inbound for the Cardinals. As she'll look to fire it out top and does. Gets it to Shane, who drives and banks one in. Ellie Shane went right to the rack with it and flipped it in with the right hand off the glass. 42-35, Atlantic by 7. Well, after 9 o'clock, you're listening to High School Girls Basketball tonight here on AM 1220, KJAN, FM 101.1 in Atlantic. As out top with the basketball's Abby Johnson for the Trojans, leaves it for Shelby Worth. The head fake, she'll drive into the lane, cut off there, here to the right side, Gutenfelder. She'll take it to the right side of the lane, toss one up quickly over her shoulder, no good. Rebound, Tiffany Williams, and she'll put it right back in off the glass. Boy, the freshman's having a nice ball game tonight. Up the floor, 44-35, Trojans lead it. Shane stripped away, lost the handle, and it was taken away by Tiffany Williams. She reached back in and tied it up, but Atlantic will get the basketball back as they have the arrow. 44-35 the score, Atlantic by 9. Now pressure in the backcourt by Clarinda. The ball tapped away as it rolls into the backcourt, and the Cardinals come up with it, but it's going to turn over as Jenny Bear made a diving grab, but she slid quite a ways across the floor. And that'll turn the ball right back to Atlantic. So Gutenfelder will inbound. We're under 5 minutes to go now here in the ball game. It's Capel, left side with it on the dribble drive. The kick out, Shelby Worth on the left side of the arc. And we're going to have a foul call, an intentional foul whistled against Clarinda. It was away from the ball. They're going to whistle that on Ellie Shane. That'll be her third. And that's an intentional foul call. And they say that she just gave a shove to a player underneath. So they're just going to call an intentional foul. That's two free throws coming here for Atlantic. Rianne Caffell will take them, and she makes the first. Intentional fouls are like, well, they're like technical fouls. You get two shots, and you get the basketball right back. First one good, second one on the way, and that's no good for Caffell. She makes one of the two, but the Trojans will get possession right back again as they'll have the ball down to the baseline, and they've stretched the lead back out to 10. It's at 45-35. And Atlantic an opportunity now to do even more damage as they'll inbound to the left corner. Johnson back out to Caffell, back to Johnson, open, 18-footer is no good. The rebound down low is taken by the Cardinals. Boo came away with it off. Up the floor quickly it comes now. Jenny Bear goes baseline. A little too far under. Hit the corner of the backboard. Missed it. The rebound tapped out right to Carrie Boo, and she banks it in off the window. 45-37. And a foul in the backcourt reaching in. Going to be called against Carrie Boo as the Trojans tried to take off and go up the floor. So the foul going to be whistled against Carrie Boo, and that will be her third. Team foul number five. Kind of get the idea that Clarinda fans didn't care for that call very much.
It was a tough call, but.
So Atlantic basketball's the Trojans inbound. 45-37, they lead it by eight. Just over 4 minutes to go. Gutenfelder down the lane, bounce pass, baseline. Williams, quick jumper, no good. Missed the little eight-footer. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Up the floor comes Clarinda. Bear out top. Leaves it right side now for Moses. Moses back out top off the dribble. Getting counted. That's going to be a five-second call. She stood around quite a bit. Was moving side to side. Wasn't making progress. And a nice job by Abby Johnson. She stood her ground. That's a five-second call. So the ball goes right back to Atlantic on the turnover. Johnson. Off the inbound, actually it's Gutenfelder off the inbound, bringing it up the floor, has the ball batted away out of bounds. Fourth, make that 3:48 left to play here in the ballgame. Atlantic leading by eight. And we're going to have a timeout asked for now by Atlantic just before the inbounds pass. Casey Pelzer off the bench, wants a quick timeout to talk about things. Trojans, actually both teams have the exact same timeout situation. Atlantic has two fulls and a 30, and Cardinals have the same, two fulls and a 30, so both these teams with the opportunity to strategize here late in the game. This is just a 30-second timeout. It's been a good run here in the second half for the Trojans. They've been able to weather any storm that's come up from Clarinda so far. Now they just need to hang on to that lead down the stretch.
Yeah, they're just having a little bit of trouble there on that inbound, trying to get it, the ball into the right spot and get somebody open. And I think Coach Pelzer wanted to avoid any mistakes and just kind of get the right mindset here for his ball club as they head down the stretch here this final 3:47. They've been playing a great game, and a lot of players have contributed. They just got to close it out.
We don't want to play conservatively necessarily. You don't want to take yourself out of what you've been trying to do mentally here, but you don't need quick possessions. You need solid possessions here the rest of the ball game, and well, you'll take the fouls when you get them too, as the inbounds pass taken in the backcourt by Shelby Worth, and she's bumped by Jenny Bear, bringing it across the timeline. That's three on Bear, and that's just the sixth team foul now against Clarinda, so neither team is in the bonus. As the Trojans will inbound. Tiffany Williams with it. She'll drive into the lane. Bounce pass across. Open is Mackenzie Holmes, and she banks one in. Quick move set up there by the dribble drive by Tiffany Williams. The freshman has an impact again. Now a steal. The quick pass. Jade Ramos has hit her in the chest. It's taken away by Mackenzie Holmes. She runs the floor. Can't hit the shot. Rebound is put back in on the follow by Shelby Worth. And she'll go to the free throw line as she was fouled. That's Carrie Boo picking up her fourth. Shelby Worth, nice job hustling behind the play. It paid off. She got the board and the bucket. Now a chance to shoot free throws. The Trojans have their biggest lead of the ball game, 49-37, with 3.5 left to go. Time on the floor. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Iowa Roofing in Adair. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Iowa Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Iowa Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734. or set up your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. D&K Transport in Anita has enclosed and dump trailers that are great for landscapers, contractors, motorcyclists, or just for general use. And they also have aluminum trailers. Give D&K Transport a call weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to 4 at 712-249-4711.
Atlantic leading 49-37. Here in this fourth quarter of the basketball game tonight. Shelby Worth to the free throw line after making that basket on the rebound. Chance to make it a three-point play. And her free throw attempt is perfect. So Worth knocks down the free throw, and it's 50-37. Biggest lead of the night here. 13 for the Trojans with 3:20 left to go. Left side drive to the baseline. The basket up and good. That's Abby Brown for Clarinda making the left side drive. It's 50-39. Trojans with a basketball. Full court pressure here by Clarinda. Holmes in the backcourt fires it ahead. Gutenfelder up high to get it. She'll take it off the dribble and look for some help back outside for Rianne Cappell. 3 minutes left to go. Left side Holmes with the basketball. Needs some help. It's knocked away. The bounce pass is tipped out of bounds over on the far side as Boo stepped in front of Gutenfelder to knock that one out. Gutenfelder will inbound here for the Trojans. Cappell outside gets the ball. We're going to have a foul whistled against Atlantic, a blocking foul. That's going to be all for Mackenzie Holmes. That should be her fifth here tonight as she just fouled out of the ball game, setting a screen out front. So 2:54 left to play here in this fourth quarter, and Mackenzie Holmes will have to leave. She finishes the night with 16 points as the Cardinals waste no time inbounding and getting it up the floor. And we got a traveling violation. They'll turn it right back over once again. Checking into that basketball game, Abby Johnson during that stop. Coming in for Holmes to replace her after she fouled out. As Cappell takes the inbound and hustles to the front court for Atlantic. Cappell crossed the way here near side. Johnson on the arc looking for help. She'll bring it back out now. 2:35 left, 50-39. Atlantic leading by 11. Cappell out top with the basketball. Left side to Johnson. Into the corner it goes. Gutenfelder left side. Quickly out top of the arc. Shelby Worth, the drive. She's cut off. Now for Williams. Williams here right side, and they're going to whistle her for steps. That'll turn the ball right back over. Trojans on top. 2:15 remaining. Double screen out top. Bear comes left. Looks low. Nobody there. Now leaves it off out top. Step back, and the quick shot up from 17 feet is no good, but a foul call. Ellie Shane off the screen. Trying to fire one up, but she got fouled out front. Abby Johnson will pick up her second foul, and that puts Clarinda into the bonus. So the Cardinals will get 1-1.
Age-old mistake of not letting the player come back down, have the space to come back down where they go up with the shot. You want to box out and get in front of somebody, but you just can't do it too quickly, and you can't push back as far as you tried to.
Carrie Boo checks out as Bailey Warren is in. The free throw try is good. Ellie Shane makes the first. She'll get one more. Second try now on the way, trying to cut this to single digits, and that's good. So Shane makes them both, and it's a 9-point game now. 50-41 with 2 minutes left. 2:07 to be exact, and a foul, a whistle and a foul as the Trojans inbound. And we may end up with a free throw shooting contest here the rest of the way as Paige Fast is whistled for the foul. And that will send Rianne Cappell to the free throw line here for Atlantic. Now Warren checks back out as Boo is back into the ballgame. Cappell to the line. Just 1 point in the ballgame tonight. 1 of 2 from the line here in this fourth quarter. And she spins one in and out, misses the free throw. The front end of the bonus, rebounded by Clarinda. To the front court, they get it quickly. Out top, Brown tries to bounce it in the lane. Nice job, though, by Johnson to step across and steal it for Atlantic. They try a little give-and-go to Bear. Now to the front court, here near side. Worth with it. Off to Williams, back to Worth, and outside it's Cappell. She'll drive the lane. The pull-up, short jumper, no, front of the rim. Rebound tapped out and controlled off the floor by Gutenfelder. Trojans keep it, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout asked for here by Atlantic. 1:39 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 50-41 Atlantic. Back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for expertise. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection along with their fragrances and jewelry. The Handbag Ranch located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Minute 39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Trojans with a 9-point lead and the basketballs. We come back out of the break as the inbound taken outside by Campbell. She's hounded by Warren over that far side. Now Gutenfelder with the ball. Gutenfelder will bring it back around top. The Cardinals trying to chase. Now Worth has it. She turns and we've got a foul call. All the contact we've had earlier on, everybody swatting at each other. Now we have a foul call here and that'll send Shelby Worth to the line. That foul whistled against Ellie Shane. That's her fourth. Again, Warren will check out, and Boo is back into the ball game here for Clarinda.
Such little time left, you can tell that Clarinda's kind of resigned just to really slapping and getting at the ball as quick as they can, every opportunity they can.
Shelby Worth missing, though, in the front end of the bonus. Back the other way come the Cardinals. Quick jumper for three from the right side. No good by Boo, and the rebound inside by Campbell. She's fouled. Opportunity starting to run low here. That should be four for Ellie Shane, or make that five. She's fouled out of the ball game here with a minute 17 remaining. She'll finish the night with 7 points, all of those coming here in the fourth quarter. That'll send Rianne Cappell to the line, and she'll get two here as they're in the double bonus now. She makes the first one. A lot less nerves when you know you get a second one. 10-point lead now. Second try on the way by Campbell. That's no good. Rebound, tap to the baseline, and out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans. So it'll turn back over to Clarinda. Minute 15 left, Atlantic leading 51-41. Up the floor, Bear, right side. Leaves it into the corner, fast, grabs, guns for three, no good. Rebound hits off the rim and kicks to the right side and picked up there by Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder ahead now to Cappell, and she's fouled in the backcourt, and that'll be Carrie Boo, and that'll be all for her. The parade to the bench continues here. 1 minute left to play as Boo fouls out of the ball game. She'll end the night with 8 points. Back into the contest, Krista Rogers for Clarinda. Cappell to the line here for the Trojans. The first one here is no good. The Trojans haven't been terrific from the free throw line tonight. They've hit on roughly half of their free throw attempts here this evening, but they've had a lot of opportunities. Second one no good, rebounded by Clarinda. Up the floor, Bear in a hurry. 55 seconds left. Pull up, right side, long three, no good. Long rebound, tap to the baseline, and out of bounds. It'll turn over to Atlantic. 50 seconds left to go. Trojans lead by 10 and have the basketballs. Warren will check back into the lineup now. Rogers will come out for Clarinda. Gutenfelder to inbound here in the backcourt. Pressure everywhere here for the Cardinals. She'll get it to Worth, and she'll turn and run it straight to the front court. Worth takes it down the lane, kicks it across, and we got a foul call. She had Williams waiting on the left side of the lane for that quick pass, but she couldn't get it to her. The foul against Abby Brown will be her third, and that'll send Worth to the line to shoot a pair. 44 seconds remaining. And Worth buries the first free throw. Again, Warren is out, and it's Rogers back into the lineup. Worth's second try hits the front of the rim, comes out long. It's on the floor and tied up, and the ball will belong to Clarinda. So Worth hits one of her two, 52-41. Trojans by 11. Clarinda with a basketball, and Barrow again will run it up the floor. 35 seconds left. Right side, Bear into the corner now to Moses. Moses right side, nothing there. Brings it back out on the dribble. Under a half a minute to go. Left side, they get it down low to Bear. She leans, flips one up, no good. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put it back up and in. Tough angle inside. Still was able to get that one to bank in. Pressure backcourt. Now's the Trojans inbound. It's Kappel with it in the backcourt. 14 seconds left. She's fouled here on the backside. Moses reaching and picking up her third. And Rianne Kappel will walk back to the free throw line now for Atlantic with 13 seconds remaining.
It looks like the Trojans are finally going to get that closeout that they've been looking for here in a ball game that they've led. And really did a good job leading throughout here this one. And weathered a couple of storms and come out with a nice victory here tonight.
Kappel makes the first, and the second one is also good. So she bangs them both in, and the Trojans lead it now 54-43. Back the other way, quick jumper up right side is good by Jenny Bear. And that's going to do it as the Trojans inbound and time runs out. 54-45, Atlantic, a winner here tonight over Clarinda. The Trojans build a lead and hang on in the second half for a 9-point victory. Back to wrap it up for you in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their Blizzard, Shakes, Royal Treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese. And, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of that use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight as the Trojans pick up a win here this evening at home. Atlantic finally breaking that season-opening curse here. They started out 0-6 on the season, but get a victory here tonight as they build a lead and then hang on to it here in the second half. Nice effort by the Trojans as they fought off every effort by Clarinda to rally back here in the second half of this one and go out to a 54-45 victory here tonight over the Cardinals. A good effort for Atlantic this evening.
Yeah, really good effort. They had a lot of players kind of step up and play good roles at certain points in the game. Liz Gutenfelder had a terrific first half. She was all over the place kind of making plays and just making things happen for Atlantic. She kind of quieted down a little bit there in the second half, but there were some other players that stepped up. Mackenzie Holmes did some hot shooting from the outside. Shelby Worth played a nice game there in the second half. And Tiffany Williams, a freshman, really contributed well down low. They had a lot of players that stepped up and played well, and we talked about them needing to play well as a team to get a victory, and they did so here tonight.
I thought a lot of energy by the Trojans tonight. From the bigs to the gals out front, it seemed like everybody was hustling all the time.
Yeah, they really did have a good step about them just from the get-go here tonight. They really came out, played well, got that early 5-0 lead, and it just seemed like they kind of had that spark and that edge throughout the game for the entire ball game, and it really showed at the end of the night at the scoreboard.
And Clarinda made it tough. It wasn't a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. You mentioned Atlantic up 5-0 early. Atlantic never trailed in the basketball game. It was 6-6. That was as close as Clarinda could get to a lead, but Atlantic jumped right back out again. It was trimmed down 3-4 points a few times, but in the second half, the Cardinals were never really able to get very close. It was a 7-point lead at the intermission, 26-19. The Cardinals were able to cut that lead to as little as 4 points a couple of different times, 26-22 early, and then 36-33. But then Atlantic just started to build that back again to 8, 9, 10 points, and the Trojans able to build a lead as big as 13 at 50-37 before they finished it off here tonight, 54-45. And, boy, you look at the score sheet tonight for Atlantic. Four players. They have no one who averages in double digits on the year, and four players in double digits tonight.
Yeah, that's impressive. You like to see that out of your ball club. You know you've got some good balance going on when that happens, and it was a good overall effort by everyone out there.
take a look at the numbers for you here tonight. Mackenzie Holmes led the way before she fouled out with just under 3 minutes left. She finished with 16 points tonight, the high number for Atlantic. Also, Tiffany Williams, the 5'10 freshman. Nice effort down low tonight for Williams. She finishes with 11 points in the contest here this evening. And 10 points each for Shelby Worth and Liz Gutenfelder this evening. And they all had their moments. It seemed like they weren't clustering them together. When one went cold or one went to the bench, somebody else stepped up. So the pressure was always on. Also, 4 points tonight for Rianne Capel and 3 for Megan Riley off the bench here this evening. For the Cardinals, 19 points. Jenny Bear with a big second half. She had 14 points in the second half. After just a five-point first half, she finishes with a game-high 19 here this evening. Nobody else in double digits for the Cardinals, as Carrie Boo and Abby Brown each had 8 and 7 points tonight for Ellie Shane to help out their effort. Cardinals were 6 of 14 from the free throw line tonight. The Trojans got there a lot, but they struggled a bit from the free throw line as well. 14 out of 29 from the free throw line. It's nice to get there, but you got to make those free throws too, and I'm sure it's something they'll work on there too. So with the loss, the Cardinals fall to 2-2 overall. They're 1-2. Hawkeye 10 conference play for the Trojans. 1-6 now. They pick up their first win of the year. 1-2 in the conference with the victory here tonight. So nice win for Atlantic.
Yeah, good win, good game plan overall, and it looked like everybody kind of came out good energy and contributed. The one negative you would take away is the free throw shooting, but like you said, that's always something that you're working on throughout the season and you can't improve on. So, that comes around, and you get Ashley Walker back in the lineup too. You can start to seeing things turn around a little bit.
So the Atlantic basketball teams with a sweep of Clarinda tonight on the road. Atlantic boys winning 60-33 down in Clarinda. And again here at home tonight, 54-45, Atlantic girls with the victory over Clarinda as well. That'll do it for us tonight. Our next high school basketball comes your way Friday night as Chris and I will be in Walnut as AHST will host Audubon in a Western Iowa Conference girl-boy doubleheader. Girls underway at 6. We'll be on the air a little before that. Boys at about 7:30. That's in Walnut Friday night. Now, we're not going to Avoca. We're going to Walnut. It's a neutral, I guess call it neutral, site game. Walnut and AHST sharing sports programs this year. Playing this one in Walnut Friday night. AHST against Audubon live Friday night on KJAN, AM, FM, and on the web at KJAN.com. That's it for us tonight. 54-45, your final. Atlantic defeating Clarinda in girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Peel. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Atlantic.